This is in the news on December 19, 2005, with this breaking news story from Bolivia. It's written by John Hunt of TouredFreedom.com and taken from TruthOut.org. According to exit polls, socialist Evo Morales received 51% of the votes in Bolivia's December 18th presidential election, enough to secure his victory. Right-wing candidate Jorge Quiroga admitted defeat with 32% of the votes. Declared Bolivia's president-elect at a press conference on Sunday morning after casting his vote in front of hundreds of villagers on the school grounds at Villa 14 de Septiembre in Chapare, Bolivia, Morales said, quote, I hope xenophobia will be extinguished. We only want to live well. The poor don't want to be rich. They just want equality, end quote. The occasion was rich in symbolism. Evo wore a short-sleeved shirt and jeans and enjoyed a breakfast of fish and boiled yucca with village leaders and journalists before going to vote. This reflected the charming, but bewildering for some observers, informality of his entire campaign. Then a campesino with a cowboy hat rode a buffalo through the village waving the ancient multicolored huipala indigenous flag, which some say must become the new emblem of a refounded Bolivia. At the press conference, Evo was flanked by women and men, coqueleros, coca farmers, who casually chewed coca leaves spread across the table. It was through his leadership of brave resistance to the U.S. and Bolivian government's coca eradication program that Evo has emerged as the unifying electoral focus for disparate strands of huge popular protest. Evo said today, quote, zero coca would mean zero cocaleros. In a long fight with many deaths, injuries, and jailings, the cocaleros often blockaded the central highway between La Paz and Santa Cruz, choking the economy. At last, in October 2004, former President Carlos Mesa signed a pact allowing each farming family in Chapare to cultivate coca on one cato, or approximately 0.4 acres of land. Contrary to reports, Evo says he is happy with the cato for now, and as president, he would mount an international campaign for the right to legally export many coca-containing products such as health care cures, shampoos, and biscuits. The National Cocalero Foundation unequivocally opposes cocaine trafficking. Evo reiterated his commitment to nationalize the country's gas and oil resources, but also stretched out a hand to the private sector, stating that, quote, all honest people can join us, including businessmen who want to work for the country, end quote. But he would face huge challenges developing Latin America's second poorest country. This was reflected in miniature in Via Tenari on Saturday as four teenage girls in an internet cafe loudly discussed plans to immigrate to Spain. Bolivia relies on money sent home by more than a million economic migrants for an estimated 8 to 10% of its national earnings. Morales was also forthright about his international orientation. He said, quote, Fidel is my friend and I respect the Cuban people. I respect Chavez because he talks of a big Latin American nation, end quote. Again, this is by John Hunt of TouredFreedom.com and taken from TruthOut.org. I'm Scott Bergwin with KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with this breaking news from Bolivia. We'll talk to you next time.